Gava is marked by the fact that Moshe's name does not appear in the parsha. And since the birth of Moshe, Moshe's name appears in every parsha. So the Mefarshim say, when Moshe said, Mecheni Nami Sifrecha, if you can erase me from your Sefer, Moshe was pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Am Yisrael, and if not, let his name be erased from the Sefer Torah. That his name, of course, was not erased from the Sefer Torah, but nonetheless, the Gemara says, Kilat Chacham Afilu Al Tanai, the klala that a chacham gives, even if it's on Tanai, and the Tanai is not fulfilled, but it has some validity. And therefore Moshe's name is erased from the Torah. Interestingly enough is that it's erased from the Torah in the week that we make particular notice of Moshe's name, since Zayin Adar, which this year falls out on this coming Wednesday night and Thursday, since Zayin Adar is both the birth date and the day of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Vilna Gaon says that nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is alluded to in this parsha. He says the following thing. He says, if we take the name of Moshe, there's the revealed name, Moshe, Mem, Shin, He, and there's a hidden name. The hidden name, when we talk about a letter, is composed of the letters that make up a particular letter. For example, Mem, the letter Mem, first letter of Moshe's name, is, how's it spelled? If you wanted to write out Mem, the sound Mem, what would you write? Mem, Mem. So the Mem is the revealed, that's what we see when we look at Moshe, and the other Mem is the hidden part. Okay, so Mem, in Shin, what's the hidden part? Shin, right out of Shin. Yud, Nun, right? So we have Mem, Yud, and Nun, and Moshe, the He, the final letter of He, when you write out a He, is an Aleph. Now if you add up the hidden letters of Moshe's name, which are, think numerically now, Mem, Yud, Nun, Aleph. 101. Right, so 101. How's that, Moshe? How does Moshe appear there in 101? Because the total number, thus says the Gaon, the total number of psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh, you can see it at the end of the Parsha, look in your Chumash, is 101. And those are the hidden value of the name of Moshe. Now this is what I call incredibly, you look at it and you say, wow, this is incredibly cute. But cute, we hate cute. What does it mean? So the answer is this. I believe the answer is this. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Eved Hashem. The first pasuk in Yoshua. Moshe is the classic Eved of Hashem. What does it mean to be a real Eved Hashem? The Gemara says in Chagiga, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'shavtem risem bein tzadik l'rasha." You will see the difference between a tzadik and a rasha. Between a person who is an Eved to Hashem and a person who doesn't serve him. So the Gemara asks, well, what's the difference? Tzadik is the same as Oved Elokim. Rasha is the one who doesn't serve God. So the Gemara answers, no. Both the Oved and the Lo Avado, both of them are really tzadikim. What does that mean? How can you, a servant of God is a tzaddik, and the one who doesn't serve him is a tzaddik? It says, the Gemara says, Eino dome shona pirko mea pa'amin, l'shona pirko mea pa'amin v'achat. They're both tzaddikim, they both sit and learn. But the real Oved Elohim goes through his learning, learns the sugya 101 times. Where the regular Eved, AJ, he learns it 100 times. The Mefarshim say on this that the normal way they would learn was to review things 100 times. Okay, so the regular of a lo avado, it's called lo avado. It's not, he just does what he's supposed to do. The Oved Elokim goes beyond that one step beyond that extra minute of learning beyond the Seder, that extra review of it, and that's the whole difference between the one and the other. And the one who does it 101 times, and that's the hidden Moshe in this parasha, is called Eved Elokim. That's what in Sefer Yoshua we open by saying that Moshe was the real Oved, the person who went the extra step beyond. Have a good day.